You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Chris in Buffalo says, bring back real knobs instead of fucking computer screens for dashboards. I don't know, man. I think that ship has sailed. I usually do it all on the steering wheel. I don't think you want to be driving and then like looking at the screen and touching that deal. I think you got to do everything. I think you can just push that button that has like the guy speaking and you can say the commands. I think you should get used to that. On my antique truck, I've got all knobs. I've got all knobs, and when you start it, there's a CD stuck in the CD player, and I want it out because it's Christian music. And everybody knows that's bullshit, and it's my dad's CD. He went through a phase, and I can't get the CD out, but I want to get it out so I can play Quadrophenia by The Who. Piano Finger Banger says more than half of all new vehicles sold in China are 100% EV, millions of them. Donut Dan is here. This is the man behind the Dirty Donut, June 21. Says all the electronic crap is why the vehicles cost so darn much. Can you imagine if they actually decided to make and market a vehicle built with the technology of like 1976. So that it's, you know, that they have an EV dedicated factory zero, GM does, and they got these other ones we just talked about where they're making trucks with 800 cubic inch motors. Simply just have a facility dedicated to nostalgic vintage tech. So yes, it's all the same type of things that we may have had problems with back in the day and without the creature comforts. But I think that would be, they would only do this if there was a market for it. Bob says, that's what the slate has. That's what the slate basically is. Isn't that a EV, though? Didn't you say earlier in a comment that the vehicle known as the slate is an EV? That's pretty cool. Because, I think that there would be a market for, you know, the hand cranks and lift up the hood and you see an air cleaner that says 454 on it. And you lift up the air cleaner and you flip the lid upside down so that it sounds, you know, even more badass. And you got fucking tri-powered carburetors or, a fucking big, what do they call it? Okay, so you got like a four-barrel carburetor on that thing. Bob says it is an EV, but it's bare bones. Well, that's actually the opposite of what I'm talking about. This is the second retarded comment of the day on the show. Here I am talking about making a vehicle that's all old tech. And your example for this discussion is an EV. You can't say, hey, yeah, there's a new vehicle truck called the Slade. It's just like that. It's all old tech. It's an EV. You dickhead. That's not even close to old tech. I don't give a shit if there's hand cranks on the windows. It's still an EV, asshole. All right, so where were we when the big people were discussing this? Four-barrel carburetor, turn the handles, AM radio, maybe an 8-track player. When you want to do the brights, you got to hit that button on the floorboard. No seat belts. All there is lap belts on this thing. And it's not designed to have a car seat. Like if you put a car seat in it, the vehicle won't start. You actually have to have your kids climbing over the seats and all that shit. And after a few years, that headliner above you comes hanging down on top of your head. You've got the old school headlights. Jeremy says 3 on the tree. I'm not sure what that means, but it sounds old. Donut Dan says no cup holders at all. Right on. No airbags. You want like that old Pontiac steering wheel, which was just basically a triangle with, and when you want to lay on the horn, you just jam your hand down on it. Bob, now trying to come back from his ridiculous comment, says bring back the triangle window. I'm telling you, there would be a market for this. They might not be able to do sidestep all the safety features like I'm talking about, but I'm half serious. Chris says a bunch of rot holes after 3 years out of warranty. Absolutely. Only rear-wheel drive, a station wagon with a way-back seat facing behind you so you can flip off the truckers. Dan says no air conditioning, a big whip antenna. Yeah, that some little fucker's going to bust off. Hood ornament on the front. Piano Finger Banger says there are too many regulations now. For example, the rear backup camera is a federal requirement. Well, yes, that's true. But when they ask you, is there a backup camera on this? You say, of course there's a backup camera. And then there's no backup camera. Just lie. It's not like anybody's going to check. Bring back American Motors. Bring back the Gremlin and the AMC Hornet. And the Javelin, the Matador. There's a whole market. Nostalgia is big. I'm telling you, this would be great. Nostalgia Motors. And then, like, you could have even the shittiest of the old schools, like the Chevette and the Citation and the Escort. These cars that, you know, go back to that year's pricing, $3,200 for a brand new vehicle. Jeremy says, I'd love a $20,000 pickup truck that is bare bones with a big bed and no bells and whistles. Chris adds a car, the Pacer, the AMC Pacer. Oh, yeah, it was like a bubble. That's why I'm glad I have my dad's truck. I just throw shit in it. I don't give a fuck. You know, it's rotting. I'm even considering taking this over to one of my MAGA stronghold advertisers. He hasn't advertised in forever. In fact, what is the name of the place? It's that guy who does all the big game hunting, Ryan Selvius. He lives in he's in Coopersville, which is a hard living line hillbilly MAGA stronghold. And he's got a facility that he repairs RVs that you morons crack up. And God, I forgot the name of it, but I know him, so I can find it. Anyway, you go to his Facebook page, and he's got Like every year, it's a new pic of him with a MAGA hat and a dead lion, or a baby zebra, or a orangutan. He goes out and kills shit in faraway lands. That's his thing. And everybody gets so pissed off. And so then he doubles. That's it. Metalworks Body Shop. So then he triples down and actually puts the MAGA hat on the lion. And so you have a lion with a MAGA hat and a Trump shirt. And it's dead. And he's holding it up with a big smile on his face. And then people try to give him bad reviews. And he's like, fuck you. For every complaint, I am murdering an eagle and a lion and a rhino and a baby elephant. He just slaughters shit all the fucking time. Dogs, neighborhood. If there's puppies, he just shoots them. He's outrageous. He's out of control, this guy. Absolute psychopath. So I call him up. I go, hey, what are you doing? I'm just killing shit. I just slaughtered a litter of kittens. I go, oh, my God. I go, hey, can you fix this truck? It's rotting. He goes, yeah, it'll come back, though. I go, what do you mean? He goes, those trucks, you repair them. Like, I'll have to cut off all the bad metal. I'll have to put on new metal, rivet, weld, fill, sand, paint, the whole deal. But it's going to come back. I go, how can I make it not come back? He goes, don't drive it in the winter. That's all you got to do. That's the only way to keep these trucks from not rotting. I go, well, I need this because this is heirloom. This is except it wasn't. An heirloom is handed down. My dad didn't hand it down. I had to buy it off him. It's my dad's truck. So I want you to fucking fix this thing and take the Christian music CD out of there. All right. And then I want to be driving this truck on the 28th Street cruise. It's old enough now that it's cruise worthy. It's almost 25 years old. Which, by the way, I got into the gas again yesterday and I was like, I'm always so shocked at how powerful that engine is on that thing. Because I always baby that thing. And you even just barely touch the gas. I'm like, God damn. Starman says if he hasn't killed a whale, he's an amateur. I would show you the images, but I know there's a lot of sensitive people here. I don't like it. I hate it. I think he's a psychopath. And but I guess it's totally legal. You go to like foreign countries. There are some countries he's looking into where he's trying to find out if he can shoot people. I fully expect him to slaughter some orphans. And then, you know, put MAGA clothes on him and stand next to him with his trophy. He's that type of lunatic. Absolutely horrible. Unacceptable behavior, but who am I to judge? Chris says, what is this, Ted Nugent auto body? Exactly. Ted Nugent wishes he was such an amazing murderer, like Ryan from Metalworks Body Shop. All right, I haven't even finished this article yet. GM had given up making the gas-powered Chevy Equinox. It's back. They're also going to start building in Kansas the Chevrolet Bolt EV at the Spring Hill Manufacturing Facility in Tennessee. Also, a gas-powered Chevy Blazer. I'm like, did they stop making those things? So they're still going to make that stupid Bolt. Nobody's going to buy it. The statement to from the chairman and CEO, Mary Barra, she says, "We believe the future of transportation will be driven by American innovation and manufacturing expertise." That's the right thing to say nowadays. Everything is America, America, America. We build American cars in America, even though we don't really. They're powered by gasoline. We shoot protesters with rubber bullets. We support Israel. That's what's happening right now. If there's a humanitarian aid boat, you sink it. That's the day that in an age that we are in right now. The $4 billion investment will allow GM to assemble more than 2 million vehicles in the United States each year. The governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, who is now a MAGA Republican, has praised GM's massive investment in Lake Orion. Her quote is, "I am grateful to GM for bringing more auto manufacturing back home to Michigan, protecting thousands of good-paying union auto jobs. Thank God for Donald Trump." Most of that she actually said from Governor Whitmer. Wow. Changing times, indeed. Changing times, to be sure. Dan is not really down with Mary Barra. This is the man behind the Dirty Donut. Okay, now Dan's full-on red-blooded American. He writes, "Bullshit, Mary. You sold out Detroit way before you were CEO. You are only doing it because you have to." So Dan thinks she's just trying to save face. He's not forgiving about this. Piano Fingerbanger says, "American innovation, like reverting to combustible engines. Shit, why don't we just go back to steam power while we're at it?" Megan is in here. She says, "EZ, did you happen to see that news lady get shot by a rubber bullet?" Yes, madam, we covered that. That was a big highlight of the show. And some members of this group here, like Kevin Kuipers, suggested that that was a good thing. And I'm floored by that. Not only was she shot, but there was the guy, the New York Post reporter, who also took one, but he took it in the head. I saw a video from the LA riots of a line of cops, and you couldn't get past them. Now, behind them, it's a street, and this chick goes walking up to the line of cops, and she's 10 feet away from the cops. It's a little girl. I think she was like six. She's either 6 years old or about 30. And she said, "Excuse me, I live right there, but it's behind your police line. Can I get by you and go to my home?" And they shot her with the rubber bullet. It was remarkable. And there was another chick who was shooting video of it, and she caught it on camera, and she went and like helped the chick, because that chick, it was kind of fucked up. So she goes over there and is helping her. And then the cops say they're going to shoot her again and the chick helping her. So that chick had to go. So now police are actually using that now as a promotional campaign. Like most police agencies are posting, during the riots, just know that this will happen to you if you are told to leave and you do not. God damn. Donut Dan says, no. You mean the L.A. mostly peaceful protests, easy, not riots. Bob says she was not properly marked as press, and that microphone could easily have been mistaken for a German stick grenade. That's what some are saying. Now, I don't believe that. I think she clearly was the press. I think that cop, I've speculated about this, either it was Trump in his ear saying, "Shoot that chick," or his supervisor saying, You see reporters, you shoot them with your rubber bullets. Man Bun Chris is here. He says, just know that the Eric Zane Show podcast is the only news source you need. This is what I do, and it's why. This is what I do, and it's why I'm so informed. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. I work very hard to put this show together. I mean, if you're going to make shit up, you wouldn't be able to say it with such eloquence, beauty, and expertise that I have. That's how you know it is not like fabricated, like off the top of my head. Piano Finger Banger with another horrible comment. He says, we all know that no woman has any business speaking into a microphone. See Exhibit A, Maitland. Now, I don't agree with that at all. I know that there are some women who do not have any business speaking into a microphone, Maitland, but not all women. Okay? Take, for example, Megan. She, in my opinion, is a qualified broadcaster. Take Amanda, who we did not hear from Amanda on Fatathon this week, and I'm concerned about that. She is also, I've said this many times, is qualified to speak on a microphone. Some are not. She is, and she is. Rebecca says, I think radio voice Linda would have something to say about that. Oh, yeah, she's a great talent, too, as are you. Donut Dan says, why was the press lady not wearing a Kevlar helmet and a flak jacket like they all do for dramatic effect in war zones when they are 5 miles behind the lines? I don't know. That would have helped her. All right. Thank you, as always, to the realtor of choice on the Eric Zane Show podcast. It is Adam Kasari, who I guess is going to get back to racing his limited late-mile race car. The 9K Eric Zane Show podcast kids food basket limited late-model car hot rod at Berlin Raceway. Adam is a great realtor, and he wants to help you either sell your home or buy one. If you're in that market or in that boat, reach out to Adam at 616-914-4061. That's 616-914-4061. Adam Kasari Realty. If you are in West Michigan, you need a realtor when it comes to buying a home or selling yours. Let Adam do his thing for you. We play paintball at TC Paintball from time to time. You can play whenever you want. You need information about having a paintball event? Go to tcpaintballgr.com. That's where you go. They have everything you need. You come in with your group after you've scheduled your time, sign the waiver, you go up, you drop your money in. Well, you don't drop your money in. You pay. You get a gun. You get a mask. You get all the paint you want. You get 500 shots of paint. That's a lot. You can buy more. That'll get through your event. If you need more, if you're a little trigger happy, you might have to buy more paint. But then you're doing it. You're playing paintball. TCPaintballGR.com. Frank Fuss is my expert for anything healthcare.gov related. Frank Fuss at My Policy Shop Insurance. You can find him at buyinsurancehere.com. If what I'm describing is you, you need to reach out to Frank. It doesn't cost you anything. Frank gets paid by insurance companies, but you'll be so happy you did this. So if you have no health insurance because you're self-employed, you're in between jobs, or the boss does not offer you health care, go to buyinsurancehere.com, BUYinsurancehere.com, and say, easy, sent me. How do I do this, Frank? I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. He'll take care of everything, and then you got a friend for life. He can also help you if you are looking to start utilizing your Medicare entitlements and Social Security. He can help you with all of that planning. He can also help you get into an insurance policy. Buyinsurancehere.com. Megan on TC Paintball says you can walk on the jizzy floor. Wow. If you play paintball indoors, it's remarkable how much it just feels like you're walking on a giant semen sponge. Bob says, be sure to stop by the Punching Zoo. Rick is never going to be able to distance himself from that.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
There was one day he was like, hey, we got to put my wife on. I go, why? So that she can announce that I don't beat up animals. And I go, yeah, just don't worry about it. It's all going to go away. You're fine. It's in the past. Where I live here in West Michigan, there is there was a family who lost a loved one. Like some 15-year-old kid got shot and killed in like a fucking drive-by. This is one of these deals where they didn't like they couldn't get anybody to cooperate with the police. So the police were really, you know, up against it when it came to trying to find justice for the kid. He's a teenager by the name of Emilier Penn. So the kid's dead. Now, this is weird. There was a proposal to name a street after him. The street in question is now known as Umatilla. U-M-A-T-I-L-L-A. I don't think it's Umatilla. I guess it could be. But I think this is kind of like the Barrio area of West Michigan or Grand Rapids. So it could be Umatilla. I don't know. I think a double L sounds like that. It's neither here nor there. It doesn't really matter. Megan says that this untimely death, this death of the kid, was featured on that GRPD All Access show. So the idea was floated to name a portion of Umatilla after the boy. And so the family's like, oh, this is so wonderful. We're so happy that this is being considered. And then they just have to go and have like a meeting for the formalities to make this like a thing. You know, everything has to require a meeting. Well, they get to the meeting and they said no. And now the family is like, what the fuck? Why not? What? Why is this a problem? This is horrible. You see the headline. This would open a can of worms. Let's see what happens.
The father of Emilier Penn, the 15-year-old fatally shot on the southeast side of Grand Rapids, says the street where the shooting happened should be commemoratively named after his son. More than a year after Penn's death, the Grand Rapids City Commission held a hearing on the matter.
You guys are going to open...
This is B-Team News again. I don't know about this guy here.
You guys are going to open up a can of worms you can't close.
Is Whoopi Goldberg speaking on the family, on behalf of the family here? What the hell?
You guys are going to open up a can of worms you can't close if you keep naming different streets after kids who pass. That is not fair to start it if you're not going to finish it.
Those who stepped up to the open microphone Tuesday.
We don't need a sign to validate violence.
Were mostly people.
I don't think it is. If you put the name of the kid on the street, and I don't think it's going to be, I mean, because if you were validating violence, it would say, aha, the kid's dead avenue. I think this honors the dead.
Validate violence.
We're mostly people who live on Umatilla Street.
You name it.
Okay, it's not Umatilla. It's Umatilla.
Crime, we've seen it.
Including one family who says the Grand Rapids Road should be named after their mother.
Queen of the U. Everyone on Umatilla always called her the Queen of the U.
Was she shot too?
When the longtime resident passed a few years back, the family says they received permission from the city to put up this sign. But a city employee soon took it down, they say, claiming it blocked the real street sign.
If you do it for one, you're gonna be dominoes. Just gonna constantly do it for them all. Just okay. Like dominoes.
All right, so this is overwhelmingly opposed to this. This chick wants, first of all, I think that sign should still be up if they said it. Yeah, you can put that up. That looks like a nice sign. It's a nice little tribute. She and everybody loved the old lady, so what the hell's wrong with that?
He's a child of the community, and us as parents.
This is dad.
And adults, we have a duty to protect and uphold all the children of the community.
The one person.
That dad looks like he's a contestant on The Price is Right with that getup he's wearing. It looks like you would see a referee wearing. And then it's got a face of the boy who's wearing what looks to be the same piece of clothing. It's like dead kid inception is what it is. So I guess that's the deceased.
And uphold all the children of the community.
The one person who spoke in favor of designating the street as Amelia Penn Way was the late 15-year-old's father.
Okay, so this poor guy is the only one saying, will you please name the street after my son?
Corey Penn.
I'm just doing the best that I possibly can as a father to keep my son's name alive.
Penn says he's not trying to remind people of the deadly shooting, but rather call for change.
But we would love to see that because that would be a big reminder to the community that the gun violence needs to stop.
Now, Tuesday, the Grand Rapids City Commission did not vote on the commemorative designation, but rather returned it to the Community Development Committee. They will vote on the matter on Tuesday, July 15. In Grand Rapids, Sam Lanstra, Fox 17 News.
I don't know, man. I would take it as it comes. Like, if I'm in the community, I would put up the old lady's sign, that's got to go back up. And you got to put the kid's sign somewhere. And I don't know, man. Start decorating a few rocks maybe after somebody gets killed. Cross that bridge when you get to it. Or stop killing each other. That might be... I don't know if that's too much to ask, though. It shouldn't be too much to ask to stop shooting people in drive-by shootings. It really shouldn't. But in some places, that is really an exciting part of life, is to have drive-by shootings. I wouldn't want to live there, but in some places, that is the norm. Like if for some reason my neighbor Tim started spraying the neighborhood with bullets, I'm moving. I am going to another place. I am not going to be in this neighborhood. Now, I'm reasonably sure we are not going to have any drive-bys here in the neighborhood. Stand by. But that's something that I don't have to even consider, a drive-by where I live. Clown of Carnage says she recommended naming the street he lived on after him. Yeah, I don't know. It's all just terrible. Beginning to end, it's a terrible story. Donut Dan says, leave the name of the road the same and put up some of those deer crossing type signs that say drive-by area. Designated drive-by area? Is that what you're suggesting? Kind of like deaf child, bus stop, drive-by zone. Damn. Caution drive-by area. Like more than likely, if there's going to be a drive-by, it would be in this spot right here. How embarrassing would that be if you live next to a sign that says drive-by area? I didn't expect the pushback, frankly. Folks, good news. Nancy Wilson from the band Heart has had one of her guitars, her custom-built Fender Telecaster, recovered by police in New Jersey. If you don't know, Heart was to appear at some place in Atlantic City, probably the casino or some shit, and they set up the gear for the band, and then like the night before, and then some asshole that had access took the mandolin and her guitar. And now they have recovered the actual guitar that was stolen 2 weeks ago. They retrieved the Telecaster from a woman who bought it from the thief. The purple sparkle baritone Telecaster guitar with a hand-painted headstock was custom made for Nancy Wilson. Detectives say surveillance video showed the guy giving the Telecaster to a woman who put the guitar in her vehicle parked a couple of blocks from the Hard Rock Hotel and casino where it had been stolen. Police then used automated license plate readers to identify the vehicle. I love this. Then they tracked its location, contacted the owner, who voluntarily, they said, hey, do you have Nancy Wilson's guitar? And she said, yes. I bought it from that motherfucker. I don't know how she is not charged. The fact that it was like basically at the venue, a couple blocks away, she had to have known that that was stolen. I mean, when you do like receiving and concealing stolen property, that's a felony. I know this because I was charged with it one time. The person she allegedly bought it from has been charged with burglary and theft. Or maybe they kind of said, you either give them up or you're going to go to jail. Still missing is the mandolin. The band's gear was set up there and then it was stolen, as it said. So I'm guessing that if you have the guy in custody, you'll be able to find the mandolin. All right. Cole says, what stolen property were you selling? I know I've talked about this more than once. The scavenger hunt when I was a teenager. When we stole all the shit, like street signs and fire extinguishers from the old folks' home and lawn ornaments, not to mention ripping down people's basketball hoops. And then you get points for every one of the objects. Well, my team did very well. And we ended up getting busted by the cops. And I was the only one arrested and charged with receiving and concealing stolen property. This is the mugshot of Young EZ, March 20th, 1988. 17 years old. This is where Molly says, "Who is that? Who could that possibly be?" Megan says, "It looks like the guy on your logo." Exactly. Dan says, "Did your team win? We sure would have. Or we sure would have. Would have." What the? Anyway. All the charges ended up being dropped, though. It was a very messy, messy case. I got my photos back. Starman says, "You age like wine." I do? Is that suggesting that I look similar to that? Or I look better than I did? That's an outstanding compliment. I feel terrific now. Thank you. What a very kind thing to say to your old pal EZ. If you were here, my mouth would be on your penis. Not really. All right, where am I? I can feel I'm running out of gas here. Rebecca says, "You are aging very well, EZ." Well, you are very, very sweet. One of the sweetest people I know. Thank you so much. I want to get to this. This has happened yet again. This could have been me somewhere in my Facebook. I have a video of me up close and personal with a wild animal. I might even be able to locate it right now since I'm on. Yeah, I can. I can locate it right now. Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. This is me at Glacier National Park doing something very foolish.
All right. It's been informed, region.
Okay, you are not supposed to go near wildlife. This is a bighorn sheep, and you can see at the start of this, I'm on a cliff. Off to the side, it's many, many, many hundreds of feet down. So I am approaching this bighorn sheep and walking right by it. You're supposed to wait till they just go off the trail. You're supposed to leave them alone. And I did not do that. He could have easily have just turned around with his horns and butted me off the side of this cliff.
Hey, man. He looks like freaking E.T.
Look at this. Look at that. You see that look? He's like, "Fuck you."
Looking at me.
And look at the balls on this guy.
He has large balls.
All right. So that thing was totally cool. I am so lucky. And the pink shirt, that's my sister-in-law.
Check this out.
God, am I stupid. And then the dude just went on his way. I'll link it up in the show notes. Why am I bringing this up? Because someone is as stupid as I was. This happened with a bison at Yellowstone, which I didn't know that those things are really fast. They can run about 35 miles an hour. The guy walked up to it, 47-year-old dude from Florida, and the bison put its head down and took off. And then you know when the horn goes through you? Gored? He got gored. Like when the matador gets gored during the bullfighting thing, everybody goes, "Yes!" That happened to this guy. It says he had minor injuries. I don't care where you get hurt. If you get gored, that is not a minor injury. The guy got a little too close. I take it back. He was a 30-year-old dude from New Jersey. The other guy earlier was another person that was also gored. They've injured more people in Yellowstone National Park than any other wild animal. This hadn't happened by Old Faithful, which is quite a thing to see. Outstanding. Well worth it. What an asshole. Stay away. Don't be like Eric Zane, whatever you do. David says, not the first time some idiot at Yellowstone did that. Yellowstone, every year you get somebody who gets gored, or you get somebody that walks in the area that they're not supposed to be at, like right by the geyser, which is surrounded by thin crust, which you can actually fall through, like ice. Or they'll get into some of the caustic hot springs that it isn't just water. It's super acidic that can, like, dissolve you. That's actually happened, where people have tried to take a bath in a hot spring, and then it overcomes them. They're not able to retrieve them, and all they find is like a couple floating piles of goo. Don't do that. All right. We got to announce the asshole of the day in just a bit, as the usual 1 hour and 45 minutes / 2 hour show, closer to 1 hour and 45 minutes, is about to happen again. If you have a nominee for asshole of the day, I would love to see that. Yesterday it was reporters who get in the way of bullets. Asshole of the day. Before I get to that, though, Kuiper Tree Care, thank you to John R. for calling on my friends at Kuiper Tree Care at 616-828-8225. 616-828-8225, K-U-I-P-E-R, KuiperTreeCare.com. And you can even text them on that number, 616-828-8225. Easy sent me. You can send them a text. Come cut my tree down. Easy sent me. It's all you got to do. They'll take care of the rest. 616-828-8225, KuiperTreeCare.com. Cut down the tree, grind the stump, prune the tree, storm cleanup, removal, all that shit, and tree risk assessment, all at Kuiper Tree Care with one of their three certified arborists. This isn't Chuck in a truck or Dan in a van. This is a great operation of qualified personnel. Thank you to Dumpaholics. When you need a dumpster, you call Dumpaholics. Dumpaholics. You can call them at 616-375-9962. That's 616-375-9962. Okay, GM is changing their game plan for cars. We got that. Pushback on the name of the street. Nancy Wilson's guitar gets recovered. Bison goring a dude. On the Patreon, we got to discuss about the latest criminal caught by ICE. This time, it was a young boy on a field trip. It's a good thing ICE is going after the gangbangers and the drug lords. Good thing they're all in captivity now, because now ICE can worry about young kid on a school field trip. Bob says, asshole of the day, improperly labeled press reporters. No, I'm not going to do that. Nick says there is an Insta page called, I believe it's Morons of Yellowstone, that is a great follow. But it says, or maybe it isn't. Maybe it's Tourons, like tourists. When you combine tourist and moron, you get Touron. I believe you that it says Tourons. All right. Starman 314 has a suggestion that I'm going to go with. Why not? The newly MAGA'd Gretchen Whitmer. Bob also suggests Molly. No, it's not Molly for a dumb question. It's Gretchen Whitmer because she's MAGA now. Congrats to Gretchen Whitmer as the asshole of the day right here on the Eric Zane Show podcast. And you know what? That is it. The free podcast is in the books. Talk to some of you on the Who Are These Podcasts YouTube channel when we do Who Are These Broadcasters. We'll talk to some of you on Patreon. It's going to be awesome. Thank you so much for being here. Talk to you later, folks. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Whether you're looking to buy your dream home or rent a sweet apartment, give Redfin your gotta-have-it wish list of property features, and you'll receive real-time notifications tailored just for you. Ready to see it up close and personal? Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Don't wait to find your perfect match. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.